Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It is Personal Finance Wednesday. Old financial documents can pose identity theft risks. Knowing what to keep and what to shred can help safeguard your privacy and declutter your home. Joining us now with some key advice is Jerry Irvine, CEO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, so when we talk financial documents and which ones we want to hold on to, which we want to shred, where do you go first here in terms of maybe the shredding department?
Yeah, the most important things, obviously, are your tax statements, bank statements, and credit card statements. Those have personally identifiable information that are going to allow hackers to get into your financial information. So those are the things that you want to shred. And it's usually 731, right? 7 years for anything going to the federal government, 3 years for any type of banking type of information, and 1 year for other types of information that may be important for you to use. But the rule of thumb, quite honestly, is get it, review it, and shred it. First put it into an encrypted document and back it up on your PC or up in the cloud in an encrypted area. If you don't have it in paper, hackers can't dumpster dive your area. They can't get it from your desktop. They can't get it from your office. So the best thing to do is make it electronic, encrypt it, and then store it so that you have access to it.
So, Jerry, you know, big picture here, why is it that some of those documents pose such a big risk when you talk about identity theft and the financial aspect?
It's real easy to get those documents. Hackers are still dumpster diving. They're still going into your garbage and grabbing information, especially if you have a personal office or a home office. And that information generally includes your name, address, phone number, social security numbers, account numbers. And those are the things that make it easy for hackers to gain access to you.
When we talk about shredding here, Jerry, you know, everyone kind of has concerns about how to do things safely. When you talk about the shredding, whether you do that at home or professionally, any tips to ensure that whatever you are shredding is really being, you know, kind of put away forever and away from these hackers?
Absolutely. Don't buy a cheap shredder. Cheap shredders only shred in one direction, and they can be easily, documents can be easily put back together. You see things on these spy movies and other things, and quite honestly, they're true. You need to get the shredders that will shred in multiple directions so that it's coming out like little squares, as opposed to just buying a cheap shredder that will just, you know, put it right through the system.
Jerry, I also want to touch on, you know, alternatives electronically here for storing financial records and documents. Where do you go there in terms of keeping those safe and away from those who may want to do bad things with your information?
So there are backup applications for your PC and for your, you know, web-based documents. And those are the easiest way to make sure you have a full backup of all your systems. Microsoft's operating system has an encryption program called BitLocker. It's top of the line 256K triple DES encryption that has yet to be proven to be hacked by the NSA yet. Whether or not it has is still up for, you know, conversation. But BitLocker or other types of applications like that encrypt your PC, encrypt your phone, and then back it up to the net so that you have access to it should anything happen to your home or personal device.
Really helpful stuff here to protect your financial future. Thanks so much. That's Jerry Irvine, CEO of Prescient Solutions, member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday, and still to come, mortgage rates continue to drop.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.